something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Power of Meditation.
Hallelujah.
The Bible tells us, in Christ Jesus, we are loved of the Father. See, Jesus Christ was the demonstration of God's love. He was God's love in the flesh. Jesus was God's love manifested to us. It doesn't get better than that. Love encapsulated in a human body. Look at it. And this is so powerful. Remember what the Bible says. God is love. Look at it. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, the totality of divinity resides in Jesus. Jesus is the embodiment of God. He is the embodiment of deity. That's who Jesus is. So if God is love, Jesus is the embodiment of love. He is love expressed to us. That's who Jesus is. He was love walking in the streets. An amazing reality. Imagine if you had that consciousness. Jesus cannot but love. It's his nature. He can only love. Amazing. He can only love. He can't do otherwise. He can only love. So, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Wow. So powerful, so powerful. Let's go again. We started in that verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted and built up in him. Rooted and built up in him. Look at it. Still in that environment. You're born there. You must live there. You must grow there. You must be built up there. Then it says, as ye have been taught. See, you get built up through the teaching of God's word. Being taught is very important. You know, there are so many Christians in the world today who are not taught God's word. They're so ignorant. And just listening to them can tell you how ignorant they are. So many things go wrong, and they don't know what to do. There's no direction. They're not sure what tomorrow holds. They're just living like, okay, a new day comes. We don't know. We don't know what might happen. God doesn't let his children think like that. It's wrong. It's a slap on the face of God to think and talk like that. You always think differently. Your Heavenly Father, I told you, every day that comes is a day of blessing for you. He says, I know my thoughts for you. The thoughts that I think towards you, the thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you an expected end. Now, I want us to talk about this verse 8. There's something in there. It says here, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Yeah, philosophy just means their love of wisdom. Philo, love. Sophia, wisdom. So it's just love of wisdom. And what it means is referring to those who got excited about, in a sense, the new knowledge, you know, a new thinking. And they had speculations, they had assumptions, and they were delving into spiritual things and coming up with their theories, okay? And teaching these things at that time. And that's what Paul is addressing there. It says, beware lest any man spoil you. You get that? Through philosophy and vain deceit. You know, we think, oh, my faith was not enough to get it. You know, we think we need more faith to get it. So we're praying more and declaring more and trying to get what already belongs to us. See? He says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men. See, they have a way of thinking. They have an established tradition. This is the way it's always been. This is the way it's going to be. And not after Christ. Then he says, after the rudiments of the world. It's referring to people being taught according to the principles of this world. Why would you live according to the principles of this world? For example, I've got this feeling in my body, and so my temperature's up, I'm losing appetite, and I'm feeling so weak and probably throwing up, and I'm thinking that means I've got malaria. That's according to the principles of this world. So I've got malaria. How do you know you've got malaria? You had to be taught that you had malaria. You don't know you have malaria except you're taught. You don't even know what the name means. You've got to be taught. You know, I tell people, there is no congenital poverty. You know, nobody was born poor. Nobody was born poor. No one was born poor. We think, oh, come on. If the father and the mother didn't have nothing, then that child was born poor. No, nobody was born poor. There's nobody in the world who was born with something in his hand. Everybody was born the same way. So what happens to people? It's very simple. You've got to be taught. Poverty is taught. Poverty is taught. You're taught to be poor. You're taught to be poor. So you look at you look at your home, you're growing up. It's not congenital. Look at you. Oh, look, those kids over there, they're happy, they're well-dressed. So why don't I have those toys? And they say, you know, they're rich, we're poor. He didn't know that. He thought his father had everything. He was satisfied. He wasn't asking for anything. He's a little guy. He's not asking for anything. Children just grow up and love wherever they're put. They don't care. You have to let them know, this is where we are. What different from those other guys over there? They're rich and we're poor. He didn't know that. Oh, really? He didn't care that you didn't have a car and the other guys had a car. It didn't matter to him. He didn't think that that meant he was poor. He had to be taught that, you see, you can't have it because you're poor. You need to have money before you can have that. He didn't know that because the parents or guardians or those that were bringing him up had the poverty mentality themselves. See, they were poor in their minds. Now they're teaching the kid how to be poor. So he grows up learning poverty. And then he reproduces poverty. You know, I tell people money is money exists in the mind of the poor. There's no such thing as money. Don't be deceived. Everything you'll ever have, everything you'll ever require is inside you. When you think God's thoughts, when you're brought into this environment, you live differently. You realize you don't, look at Jesus, they wanted taxes paid. And Jesus said, well, you know, it's wrong for them to ask us to pay the taxes, but we're going to pay them anyhow. He said to Peter, you go to the water, cast your hook, or put your hook into the water, first fish you catch, get a coin out of it. He produced a miracle. When he wanted to feed the multitudes, he commanded what they had to multiply. He blessed it. He was never looking for something that, oh, I don't have it, so. He never measured his status by what he had or didn't have on the outside. He had all things. The Bible says, from within your heart, from within your heart are the issues of life. Oh, I wish you could think like that. If you think like that, and the truth is you can think like that because that's why God wants you to think like that, because you can. Start reprogramming yourself. Start reprogramming yourself. God wants you to think like him. Don't think out of your pocket. Don't think out of your bank account. Don't think like that. Not from your pocketbook. Think from his word. It gives you the right mentality. And if you have that mentality, everything that is necessary for life and godliness will come to you. They'll all gravitate towards you. Money will come to you in abundance. Good things will come to you because they belong to you. That's the way they happen. That's why there are some people who are always seemingly having good things happen. And there are some people who just, they always have the short end of the stick. They're always coming up short. Something always seems to go wrong. In fact, if everybody's been given something good, when it gets to their turn, it stops. And then there it is again. I've got this bad luck. I don't know. Maybe I'm not blessed. Maybe something is wrong with me. Then they start looking for the demons that are after them. Demons after you? After you've known Jesus Christ? I thought you were born into this environment. In this environment where we live, demons don't have power. They don't have authority.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.